integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hey, Dr. Holly Lucille here with Dr. Decker Weiss, as always on Radio MD. So excited to be here with you, Decker. Okay, so the good, the bad, and the truth about all things cholesterol. I'm pretty much going to throw it to you because I want, will you give those listeners out there sort of your background and your credentials? Because as I am, you're a naturopathic doctor, but you got something special on that, don't you?
Well, I'm also a cardiologist and a conventional cardiologist that at that. So while what most people don't understand about cardiology is it's a postdoc training. So your medical school doesn't make you a cardiologist. Your training afterwards does. And so I went and I did
so
a conventional
postdoc
internship.
Meaning postdoctorate.
After medical school. So. Postdoctor. Right after medical school. So I did a conventional internship, residency, fellowship, and I was on staff of the Arizona Heart Hospital for 10 years. So I, you know, most of these integrative doctors or medical doctors who later learn some natural medicine, Holly, I'm the opposite. I'm the guy who started natural, and then I learned the conventional sides. But my roots are natural. My roots are that how to get people out of that system, and that's what I was for 10 years. I'm still in the hospital, and it's still what I do today in my practice.
And okay, so when it comes to heart health, obviously. Yes. People associate cholesterol with the heart. They go to their doctor, they get their blood drawn, their lipid panel, they see if their cholesterol is high, low. There's the idea that there's bad cholesterol, good cholesterol. Can you help us break down cholesterol?
Yeah, first of all, I don't like the zealots, Holly. They're driving me crazy. I don't like the zealots. I'm calling you
out.
What's
going on with the zealots? What do you mean by that?
Okay. Well, it seems like people either want to get rid of as much cholesterol as possible. We're going to give you statins, and we're going to get rid of as much cholesterol, and we're going to hope, and we're going to pray. And what did we get?
So statins like Zocor or...
Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor. Okay. And we're just, cholesterol, we're going to get that bad cholesterol down. Like it's an evil person. Like it's this old guy with this twirling his mustache, tying this little old lady to the tracks, that's what the cholesterol is. And it's not. And it absolutely is not. There is no bad cholesterol. That's rule number one. Right. There is vulnerable cholesterol. And I think that is. And then you have the other side that says, oh, it's all a myth. It's all a fake. It was conjured up. And it's not a fake either. Simply put, we know a couple things about this. Let's talk about LDL. The LDL cholesterol, the ones that a lot of medical doctors will say was bad. I like to use the term vulnerable. LDL cholesterol, first of all, in regions where LDL cholesterol is higher in the bloodstream, there's parts of Italy and Scandinavia, Tibet, a lot of colder regions, they need those fats. They actually live longer, Holly. And this has been very well established. Not only that, but a healthy person's LDL goes up as they get older. Every cell is coated in cholesterol, and our brains are loaded with it. And what do? We're cutting all the cholesterol out, and guess what happens? Senile dementia, Alzheimer's, we know diabetes, so cutting it out is bad. But also, cholesterol as a myth is wrong, too.
Okay, so I'm gonna hold off on the myth part, okay? Because I want to know more about that. Because I kind of am specialty in like busting myths along the way. Yes, I want to hold off on that. But I also want to talk about, though, from a hormone perspective, because as we know, cholesterol, sterol, right? It's the mother of all hormones. It's the precursor to all of our sex steroid hormones. And so I get concerned as well when I see docs trying to get this quote unquote, horrible thing called cholesterol down, especially in women and men after andropause and or menopause, because I'm like, this is where the hormone production comes from. So if you drive that cholesterol down, those steroid hormones are gonna, because that's our natural ability to make those post natural fertility.
And look what's going on, infertility, and guess what, we're cutting our cholesterol down, which is the precursor for testosterone and estrogens and all these things, and then everybody's going on bioidentical hormone, and it's a Greek tragedy, but people are getting sick because of it. It's not just this thing that's going on. We have to change.
So, Dr. Weiss, the cardiologist, tell me about the myth part.
The myth part is that high cholesterol can be vulnerable to oxidize. And I have met with Cleveland Clinic, I have met with neuroscience, and we have the oxidative LDL lab now available. So understand this. Salmon, good for you. Spoiled salmon with flies on it, bad for you. Cholesterol, good for you. Spoiled cholesterol or rancid cholesterol, bad for you. And going to our naturopathic roots, which I adore, and to MythBust, a very popular television show, by the way, on Varia TV, I'm hearing, is I'm loving it. To MythBust this thing, it's about preventing that oxidation of that cholesterol, and that includes diet and all that, but it comes down to the gut. See, cholesterol is expensive, and expensive to the body means it takes a lot of energy to make. So whenever cholesterol is leaving the body, the intestines like to reabsorb it, and that's where the oxidation occurs, where we have our bad foods mixing with this stuff, and it becomes rancid. So that's why fiber helps, because it helps bind up the rancid cholesterol, and antioxidants, alpha lipoic acid, E, D, K, all your fat-soluble antioxidants really help prevent that cholesterol from oxidizing. And we have the labs now, Holly. We have the oxidative LDL, the myeloperoxidase, and soon the PON1s are around a lot. So all this just running cholesterol, this is going to go away. It's going to be running the oxidative versions to see who's vulnerable.
Okay, so let me, okay. So you just threw a bunch of alphabet soup at me that I even like had my head spin a little bit.
I did.
However, what I really want to know, so you mentioned fiber as good food because that's going to bind and help get excess cholesterol that is vulnerable out of your body. But you also mentioned bad food. So what are sources of bad food that people are eating that drive up their cholesterol and make their cholesterol even more vulnerable?
Yeah. And we're going to tie this to triglycerides, because triglycerides are our most vulnerable. We can really correct those with diet. And when triglycerides come down, it'll bring our LDLs to our genetic levels. So we're going to talk about LDL as well as triglycerides, white sugar, white flour, processed foods, chemicals. These are all oxidizers. Whole fruits, vegetables, antioxidants. So the green foods, the green powders that I love and all these things, these are antioxidants. So when our ratio, if you wake up and we're eating fast food and trans fats all day, we're going to have oxidized cholesterol and generate heart disease. But if we are eating whole foods and fruits and vegetables and taking good antioxidants, because I do think we need to supplement our antioxidants, I don't think there's enough in our foods these days, then we can prevent the oxidation of cholesterol. And that's it, Holly. I mean, I went in very complex here, but to summarize, you get the oxidizers out and you add the antioxidants in and you prevent the disease. That's it.
Absolutely. So prevention is the cure. It's one of our tenets of naturopathic medicine. And so when you say LDL, simply standing for low density lipoproteins, what conventional doctors kind of call our bad cholesterol, not bad, but vulnerable. So we need to protect them. And then you're right. A lot of times in our modern day, we have stress-induced nutrient depletion. We deplete all of our antioxidant reserves. And so everything that's vulnerable is even more vulnerable. And then you also mentioned triglycerides. So if you think about that, that's that's three glycerol, that's sugar molecules on a fatty acid backbone. And so every time I see my patient's triglycerides spike, I go right to diet. You are so right. I go right to diet. And you know what the killer is wine. Because what is wine full of?
Sugar.
I got a gentleman and that loves his wine.
Sugar with a little bit of antioxidant, so everybody justifies it, right? Yeah, it's purple. It's got to be good for me. It's purple.
Well, I promise you that we are going to have a segment called To Drink or Not to Drink, and we'll bust all those myths about, you know, all of the benefits of alcohol. But, okay, so I'm just going to sum us up here. Okay. Dr. Decker Weiss, a conventional cardiologist and a naturopathic doctor, basically says there is no good or bad cholesterol. It's all about cholesterol. It's the mother of all steroid hormones, and it's about there are LDLs that are vulnerable, and what we need to do is eat whole foods, fruits and vegetables, protect those LDLs. The myth is that the cholesterol is high, it's going to be bad for us. No, it just needs to be protected. And so right back to where we always go, it's diet. It is diet, diet, diet. All right, we're going to stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. So much more on Radio MD, and we'll be right back. Thank you.